El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
Mr. Quinn heard Coach McDowell say to these men,
this woman,
quote,
never claimed she was homeless, never told us she was homeless.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
First of all, it's one of the best schools. We slept here outside in the rain.
I hate Jews.
That's the latest from Donald Trump, you know. World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go anywhere, all the way through the looking glass and beyond. And we take you places other talk shows cannot take you. 877-876-PHIL. I mean, I am telling you the truth. When I tell you that we take you places other talk shows cannot take you, that's exactly what we do in this show. We work harder than any other talk show in America. We bust our ass more than any other talk host in America. We bring more original material to the show than any other talk show host in America. We do a more creative radio show than any other radio show in America. The radio industry, well, that's something else. I mean, it's being run right now by third graders. However, if you'd like really great radio, you've found the right spot on the dial. At least this show on this spot on the dial. I don't know if I can't vouch for anything else. 877-876-PHIL. And this hour, we are going to be talking about, speaking of third grade, we're going to be talking about kindergarten. And we're going to be talking about a brand new kindergarten that has opened up at Western Estates. It's a public school, very desirable, in a very desirable area of the city. And obviously hiring staff, teachers, administrators, and the facilities themselves are top-notch. And there has been a run by parents on that school to get their kids enrolled, and we're going to be talking to Bobby Dooley, who's the Western Estates Homeowners Association president, about that experience. She was out there, I believe, today or yesterday, right, Bud? You were on the phone with her.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday.
In any event, she had an interesting experience that we want to talk with her about parents lining up around the block to get their kids into a kindergarten. And then, of course, we will deal with the birther or non-birther birth certificate controversy, non-controversy. Dean Wheeler and Larry Grover square off in a debate in our second hour. Dean Wheeler, who is with the Northern California Holistic Center and an avowed progressive Democrat, and Larry Grover, chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, a conservative Republican. You won't want to miss that next hour. So that's the news. And as we mentioned, President Obama released that birth certificate this morning. It was very dramatic when I woke up this morning to see that news. Also, the Media Research Center still hates the show Glee. We'll tell you why. It has to do with homosexuality, either intended or otherwise. Not the homosexuality of the members of the Media Research Center, but no.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
No. They would probably like us to believe they're straight, and I'm sure that they are. No, this is what they perceive to be the homosexuality of the cast and the staff and the network and the writers and the producers and the actors and the directors and the guys that deliver lunch of the staff of Glee. All of them gay.
All of those people?
Well, that's probably what they think. All right. Our affiliate spotlight tonight on WKRS 1220 AM in the great city of Chicago. How many times do people say when they're about to say Chicago, they start out with a prefix it with a great city? Well, I think that is an appropriate prefix. The great city of Chicago and the great city of Reno, Nevada, KBZZ 1270 AM, two great stations, two great cities on the Phil Hendry Show affiliate list. Our website is philhendryshow.com, and we are right now uncensored on Phil TV in HD. So if you have a backstage pass, you can watch us during our breaks, before the show, and a little bit after the show. And a lot of times we have scheduled other programming, other appearances by yours truly on Phil TV in HD. It's all uncensored, and we get into some pretty nasty things. And I don't necessarily mean sexually. I'm not talking about that. But we get into some freewheeling discussion and editorializing and commenting on the world around us. So check it out, philhendryshow.com. Now, also, go to our shop because we got the brand new Phil Hendry Show T-shirts, the Phil Hendry Show colors. We have, of course, our coffee mugs, our shot glasses, and our best of CDs. These are the archive CDs, 97 through 2005. But man, those T-shirts, bud.
Yeah, and I saw the baseball caps is the same color, too.
Right. Well, you're going to get the fitted caps, but right now we have the Phil Hendry Show T-shirts in large, extra large, double extra large, triple extra large, and no, not fourple extra large, or whatever the hell it was you thought it was.
Well, you thought they had 4X. Yeah, don't even have that.
No, man, we got 3X. I think 3X is the biggest. 4X? Well, who do you know, man, that's that big?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I am.
No, no, no. I got into a 3X. I'm fine, okay? If I can get into a 3X, you can too. Anyway, it's over there at philhenryshow.com. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us from Western Estates in Southern California. And this is a brand new kindergarten. And first of all, I congratulate you, Bobby, as the Homeowners Association president and the president of the Parent Teacher Organization, for helping shepherd this project.
Well, you know, Phil, it was very interesting, and thank you for having us on. We really appreciate it. It was very interesting because we did a number of coffees.
Yeah, you did coffees, did you say?
Yes, the coffees that you invite the parents to.
And, oh, okay.
And we did a lot of coffees with the prospective parents that we would like to join us in inaugurating our kindergarten. And we went to different homes. We had a lot of the teachers, our administrators, came and spoke to the parents and talked to them really about the support that we want to give the school. Now, it is a public school, but there's so much of what we do, extracurricular and otherwise, that requires a commitment from the parents. And we had such a wonderful response. And when enrollment started yesterday, we had a line of probably 300 parents.
Wow.
Yeah. There were 300 parents at the administration for enrolling kids.
300 parents to enroll the children. So I was very gratified as I saw this. And
now, do you have a kindergartner? I think you do.
Yes, Justin. And we enrolled him as well.
So you got him enrolled, huh? So there's 300 people. It's just first come, first serve.
Well, it's an interesting thing. It's what I wanted to mention to you. We basically went over there, I guess, about what time, Steve?
I went about 2 o'clock.
Steve went over at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we put down a chair. And in the chair, we sat a little teddy bear, and we said, okay, this is our place in line. And we did that, Phil, because I'm the Homeowners Association president. And we felt that the, I guess you could say, the prerogative of office.
Did anybody get upset with you? You put the chair right in front of everyone, huh?
If they did get upset, you're not going to really hear them, because there is a very clear understanding as the Homeowners Association president, the fact that, I guess you could say, my reputation precedes me. There was no real comment from anyone. I think I saw some disappointed faces, but the reason why I wanted to be the first to get into the school is, number one, I wanted to make sure that our son got into the school. And secondly, I wanted to make my statement that I had an awful lot to do with getting the school going. And thirdly, I wanted to make my statement that I had been through an awful lot to not only get the kindergarten going, but to get Western Estates going. So it was...
This was a statement by you, and it sounds like it's a very personal statement, when you put your chair first in line. So, question, why did you put the chair there? Why didn't you just stand there?
Because we were going to go over, first of all, we were going over to dinner, but we were also going over to pick my sister up from LAX, who was landing that afternoon. And then we went to dinner, and I did not want to stand there all night. So we put the chair there to ensure that our place in line would be kept.
Well, how do you know that you, this is interesting, how do you know that you weren't going to come back there and find your chair kicked out in the street?
No, they,
You don't know that they're not doing their duty.
That wasn't going to happen. That wasn't an option, I can assure you. So when I got back, the chair was there, and then I gave the signal to Gloria Kohlglaser, who is the assistant principal. I said, go ahead and open it up for registration.
All right, I want to just be, I want to get the timing here, and I want to give our number out, too. It's 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. So the kindergarten began registration today.
That's correct, yes.
All right, I'm sorry, I thought it was yesterday.
So that's when everyone started forming. That's when the line started forming.
Okay, I thought I heard you say that you started. So the line started forming yesterday at what time?
Steve?
Probably about 8 a.m.
About 8 a.m.
All right, but you didn't go over there until 2 in the afternoon, and you didn't stand in line. You put a chair there with a teddy bear or something, huh?
We put the teddy bear. It was just a whimsical statement to say, don't, you know, this is our place in line, and this is Dooley's place in line. And I put a I put a little notepad, or I should say a note, that said, the Dooleys, this is our place, and so people are not going to get any ideas. And that's when we left and came back. I guess we came back, Steve, when?
I don't know, about the next morning.
So you go over there at 2 o'clock, you put a chair down and say, here's where we are, our place is, and they opened up at what time?
We went back at about 10 o'clock, and when I got back, that's when I gave the high sign. I said, go ahead, open it up.
Wow. All right, so we're talking to Bobby Dooley here, and Steve Dooley is, they've opened up a new kindergarten at Western Estates. Our number 877-876-PHIL, and this is a kindergarten for everyone that lives there. But you guys were the first in line, and I'm curious.
It was only because that, you know, there's an awful lot that could go into this explanation. I don't know if you really want to go on about that. I wanted to talk about the school.
Well, I want to talk about the school, too, but I think it's interesting that that you put this chair to say you're first in line. No one moved it at all. They accepted you. If you'll pardon me for saying this, they accepted you butting in line.
No, we did not butt. No.
We did butt in line. Bobby and I, Homeowners Association, if you understand anything about it.
Let me explain it. I'm the Homeowners Association president, Phil. I really had to fight my way up through the ranks to get to where I am. There were a lot of people who didn't think I belonged on the Homeowners Association committee. There are a lot of people who just wanted me to go away. There were a lot of people who thought that I wouldn't amount to anything, that I was too modern in my dress. Steve and I are very together. We're very with it. The young people enjoy us. And that really frightened a lot of these old people on the Homeowners Association Committee. So I proved something to them. The other thing that I probably should mention is that Steve was with me, and Steve has some scarring.
What is that from?
I'm not proud of it, but I swung, they were barbecue tongs?
Yeah, barbecue tongs.
I swung barbecue tongs at him once, and I cut open his face. I was cited by the police. I had to go for questioning. It was extremely humiliating. But one thing that that did do is it gave me a reputation. And it gave me the reputation that I'm not a woman to be... I don't want to say, I don't want to scare anyone, but you don't really push me too much.
So your Homeowners Association presidency, along with the fact that your husband has a scar on his face, frightens people.
I don't think it frightens them.
No, Mr. That goes too far.
Yes, it does. It frightens them. It scares them. They know that you have a reputation for violence. They know that you're the Homeowners Association president. And that you seem to think they respect that. Well, I think they respect the fact that you're the Homeowners Association president. You have a reputation for violence. You cut open your husband's face. Were you cited? Did you have to go before a judge?
I did, and I was given probation, and I had to go to anger management.
Are you the same person?
This isn't really what that's about, Phil. This discussion tonight, and I'd like to keep it on track, is about our new kindergarten. And yes, how I am the Homeowners Association president, and that people do respect me. And if they respect me because I cut Steve's face open with, these barbecue tongs, then I guess that's what they're going to do.
All right. 877-876-PHIL is the number here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. Here is a woman, Bobby Dooley, along with her husband Steve Dooley, who've had a hand in opening up the new kindergarten over there at Western Estates. They were first in line to register their son, Justin, and people did not even challenge them, butting into line with their chair, because Ms. Dooley is the president of the Homeowners Association, but also she was arrested for domestic violence. And I think that that plays a lot into what's going on there, and I think it's fear. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. I want to tell you about ProFlowers, ProFlowers.com. And these are the people at, if you're watching our website right now, if you're watching the Phil TV in HD videocast, you can see to my right this beautiful set of tulips. Now, those babies are going to be fresh for a solid week, Jack. So go over to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, enter the name Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, and you can order online with ease. ProFlowers offers these hand-picked flowers in over 185 fresh-cut varieties at proflowers.com, and they offer flowers for all occasions. Don't forget, Mother's Day is coming up on May the 8th. Your mom in your life, the mom in your life, the moms in your life will love it from ProFlowers.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about school, a brand new kindergarten that opened up in Western Estates. It's a kindergarten, and it is a school that is a beautiful school, my understanding, Ms. Dooley. The only thing that I'm asking you about was, as the Homeowners Association president, you putting your chair in line first up so you could get your kid registered first. Is there something in the contract with the other homeowners that says that you, as the president, gets to register your child first in this school?
No, there isn't, Phil. It's deference to me as the Homeowners Association president. Phil, as I mentioned to you, came to live here with my husband, and at that time, my two sons, my son Justin was born 2 years later, and I was looked upon as a little bit of a Beau Brummel. There were things I wanted to do here. There were plantings. There was an upgrade in security. A lot of the homes were, I don't think, kept very well, and so I decided that I would institute these changes, but I needed to get on the Homeowners Association board. I fought my way onto that board, and in the process, I think they owe me, and I think that...
Oh, you think they owe you? So you feel this is something...
you're not psychoanalyzing me. I had to struggle all of my life. I was the only daughter of a very prideful military man. I was a military brat. The son that my father never had, that kind of thing. And continually had to prove myself to this man who had no idea how to give love to a daughter. And so when I finally became an adult and I married my husband, I think I thought the way a lot of women do. I wanted people to pay. I looked at the world and I said, you know what, you're going to pay for the way you treated me. And so,
Wait. We're getting a little psychological here. You're going to pay for the way you treated me. What has that got to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why you've got to have the respect.
That's why I feel I am deserving of this respect from the Homeowners Association. That's why I feel they owe me.
So they owe you, and you had a hard life. We've all had hard lives in one way or another. You had this chair blocking off all of these people behind you, and my question, of course, is this: why you feel you have the right to do that? Now you say it's a Homeowners Association thing, but I'm telling you, when your neighbors saw the scar,
you're really beating that into the ground.
Yeah, but Granny, that was just something that happened a long time ago, and she took the barbecue tongs. Can I do it?
Go ahead.
She took the barbecue tongs and just swung them at me. We were having an argument, and she took a piece of my face. I got a big chunk of, the scar.
And people see that. And I do want them to see that. I want them to see what I did. I'm very ashamed of it. I feel very sorry. But there's a part of me that wants to say, take a look at this and think. Look before you leap.
So it's a threat.
No, it is not a threat.
It is absolutely a threat. It is absolutely a threat. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Chris in Burbank. Chris, we got about 40 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually in Burbank on business, but I live in Georgia.
Yes, sir.
I belong to a homeowners association. I pay my $1,000 a year, and I'm paying for a pool. I'm paying for a tennis court. I'm not paying to get my kid into kindergarten. I waited in line just like everybody else. And if you think you need to put a chair in line, That's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
No, as the Homeowners Association president, I wanted them to hold that place.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you have to be a city taxpayer. And you and I are both city taxpayers. I don't care what city you live in. There's no reason why you should get special preferential treatment. It's ridiculous.
They owe me a lot.
You're an idiot.
Phil Hendry.
You're probably a bad father.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
So a kindergarten has opened in Western Estates, California. It is a very, very nice kindergarten. It's a public school, but it obviously has the funding that one needs to put a beautiful school in place. And here we have Ms. Dooley and the rest of the parents, they're lining up to enroll their kids. Now, you put yourself first in line because you're the Homeowners Association president.
You're leaning too much on this.
My understanding was we called him to talk about school.
You're leaning an awful lot on this, Phil. I wanted to talk about the school. I wanted to talk about the things that are being offered.
I want to talk about the scared parents that didn't want to push your chair out of line. You walked over there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. And you put a chair down, and you said, this is where our place is going to be. You didn't ask. You didn't do anything.
That's right.
And you feel that you were entitled to that because you had to, you know, you had to pay your dues. You had to run a gauntlet to be a member of the Homeowners Association.
That's not all. I had to pay my dues. I had to run a gauntlet. A lot of women muttered things about me. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. And I was involved with one of the married men here. My husband knows about it.
And you were involved with one of the fathers?
That is correct, yes.
So, well, does it surprise you that you would have a reputation?
But the point is, that's not the point. The point is, I overcame all of that to become the Homeowners Association president. And as a way of people showing me respect for what I have done, that's why I put the chair there. I also bring my husband with me so that when they see the scar on Steve's face, they know that this is a man who lives with a woman who will
mete out some violence.
No, I wouldn't call it that.
Well, that's exactly what it is. A woman who will inflict violence on a husband.
No, I still...
It doesn't make any difference whether it's much your fault as it was hers. I've heard that argument coming from women who've been the victims of domestic violence. You know, you had barbecue tongs or whatever the hell they were, you know, rammed into your face, okay?
You know, calling him a victim of domestic violence makes him sound like a weak man. I'm a woman. I'm 5'3". And
well, you put a scar on that man's face that you use to this day, okay, to scare people. And to me, that is illegal intimidation. It's unfair. And there are a lot of parents there that let you get into that line just so they wouldn't have to suffer any of that or anything else for that matter. So I don't think you're, you paying your dues has anything to do with it. And I was, that's the part of the story that really shocked me.
You know something, Phil? I did pay my dues. And I did have to come up a hard way. And this is a little bit of payback for the way I was treated, not only by the people here, but by my father and by my, you know, the men in my life when I was growing up. They were all military men. They all expected me to be a boy. They all expected me to act as if I were some young cadet. There was very little affection shown in our family. And
none of this has anything whatsoever to do with a kindergarten. A new school, and you butting in line. None of this has anything to do with it.
I think it does. If you think about this, Phil, We go through life every day.
No, Ms. Dooley, you're sidetracking me. You're talking to me about your childhood as a, you know, your childhood as a young lady who was raised by a military family. I understand that. Your father didn't love you. What has this got to do with you sticking a chair at the front of the line so that your kid gets, you know, preferential treatment, and all the other parents are frightened because you brought along your husband with a scar on his cheek? You want people to know you're violent. You want people to know that you're the president of the Homeowners Association. You want to take out revenge on everybody that thought you couldn't do it, going all the way back to your father. Isn't that right?
It is the way we all are. It's the way we all are.
My wife leaves out the honesty.
Steve, let me do it. I'll do it. Because I know that my husband, Steve, understands, but I think I'm really the only one here intelligent enough to articulate this. And I'm sorry, Phil, but that includes you.
And okay, you can insult me. You know, you threaten people. And
no, I do not.
Yes, you do. You threaten people. And by the way, our number 877-876-7445 to talk to Bobby and Steve Dooley here. If you are parents who've been, you know, anxious to get your children into a special school, or you're dealing with, you know, other parents.
You're dealing with these other unreasonable parents. Is that what you wanted to say?
Well, yeah, if you're, yeah, exactly. You know,
Mr. Ray, we're just two parents like everybody else. My wife had a heart. Daughter of a military guy.
I'll do it, Steve. What I'm saying is we are all like that, Bill, in life. We all bring with us the baggage of childhood. And I am simply saying to you that that was the baggage that I brought with me.
Well, it sounds to me like you have a superiority complex. It sounds to me like you have a, it's a narcissistic thing.
You know, you're not Dr. David Viscott. Okay.
Well, you don't need to have a psychology degree to see somebody who's got a controlling nature. And if you're the president of a homeowners association, congratulations. I don't see where that gives you the right, even if you were treated badly by that homeowners association. You know what? Those people who live in that neighborhood might have treated you badly when you first moved in, but they had enough confidence and faith in you to turn around and elect you homeowners association president.
Yeah, you know, that we knew that they're lying.
Let me tell you about the liars. Those people only began voting for me after I put that... after I marked my husband.
Yeah, put the scar on.
When I put the scar on Steve's face, then we began to see people changing their tune. And
that's exactly what I'm talking about. It is fear.
No.
Yes, it is. It's fear. It's intimidation. And it's no way, I don't think, any way at all, to run a homeowners association. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk here about this school. And it's a good school. It's a kindergarten. It will, I believe it'll open next fall, and it will be a part of their now 1 through 12 program there at Western Estates. They have a middle school. They have an elementary school, a middle school, and a high school. And I know that both of your older sons attend the elementary and high school, right?
Yeah. Dylan and Seth are, Dylan is a sophomore, and Seth is an eighth grader. And Justin is going to be a kindergartner. And we're very excited because we will be the first family of Western States Kindergarten because we're the first in line. And
yeah, I guess they can't do it.
Well, you're the first in line because that's where you put your chair, you know. All right, 877-876-7445 as we talk to Bobby and Steve Dooley, and we're going to take some of your phone calls. We come back. You know, kindergarten is fine, and a school is fine, and all of these things are just fine. But when you are putting a chair down in front of everybody and scaring them with a scar on your husband's cheek, and you're telling them, you owe me, being a homeowners association president suddenly becomes you're the king of a feudal state. We'll be back with more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right, well, you know, I said goodnight to Bobby and Steve Dooley because there's no point. So anyway, thank you, Bobby and Steve Dooley. There's no point. No point talking to them, you know. You know, I'm only going to do so much work on this radio show, and then I'm going to put it on cruise control, you know, because, you know, it's up to me. And it's up to me to draw the phone calls, and it's up to me to produce the material. But, you know, frankly, this radio show that we do, a satire of talk radio, which, as I said, and I'll say it again, is the best thing that's on the air. You know, the best thing that's on the air. But I'm not going to keep breaking my ass for nothing, man. I mean, the way we've been treated in this industry, the way this radio show, the only show that's doing anything creative at all, with a dying format, talk radio, the most boring format in the history of the world. You know, we finally, are we going to get over the Obama bashing? No, we're going to keep on doing that. I'm looking at this dumb bastard, Donald Trump. Now, here's a guy who's actually proud of being stupid. He's proud of being stupid. Oh, excuse me, am I being too liberal? I'm sorry. Am I not towing the talk radio conservative line? Am I being too entertaining? Am I being too smart? Am I being too funny? That's our problem around here, man. We're just too much of everything. God almighty, I look at my life and my career. Why I got it, this format with the conservatives and the Obama bashers, and, you know, forget about politics for just 5 seconds. This is what I do for a living, man. This is how I make my living. I try to do something creative with the medium, because I frankly can't do it any other way. I wouldn't want to get out of bed in the morning unless I could do something different. But in this business, you think that's going to get you anywhere? Forget it. I'm supposed to be on a panel at the Bonaventure this weekend. I got to tell you, why I want to go and be on a radio industry panel is anybody's guess. Why would I want to involve myself with any aspect of this industry? It's not going to get better. I could sit there on that radio panel and talk to a whole bunch of program directors who'd stare back at me with a stupid look on their faces, and the general managers, too, with a stupid-ass look on their faces. There wouldn't be any CEOs in the room. There's no executives in the room. There's no owners in the room. There's no guys with the money in the room. There's none of the guys that can make the decisions will be in that room. They don't go to that stuff. They go to the NAB, man. They hang out with other owners. They get hammered drinking their scotch and wearing their suits, because that's what they are, suits. And that's what they do, man. They don't want to hang around a bunch of air talent. And I'm supposed to go to this thing? I don't think it's going to happen. And I looked in the news here today. I don't want to put anybody on a bummer. But you know what? If I'm kind of on a bummer, well, that's tough. Jim Mandich. Here's a guy that I worked with at WIOD in Miami. He was a member of the undefeated 1972 Miami Dolphins. He was a beloved broadcaster, and he was a hell of a nice guy. And he was a football guy as well as a WIOD guy when we were working there. And I had no idea that Jim was sick. He has just died at the age of 62. He passed away yesterday. The Dolphins confirmed Mandich's death, but they didn't have immediate details. He died of cancer. He was diagnosed with cancer in early 2010. Chemotherapy left him gaunt. But he continued to be the unwavering voice of the Dolphins. Former Dolphin running back Jim Kick called the news devastating. For the Dolphin organization, this is going to be very difficult, Kick said. Everyone, former Dolphins all the way to the current players, knew him as a teammate and a man. I knew Jim as a broadcaster, and we did a bunch of golf tournaments for the Jimmy Rice Center down there, and he played in every one of them. In fact, I don't think there was anything you'd ask of Jim when it came to charity that he wouldn't be involved in. Kim Bocamper was a teammate of his. He said, when you thought about Jim Mandich, you thought about the Miami Dolphins. He was a Dolphin tight end for 8 years. He won 2 Super Bowls. He earned the nickname Mad Dog for his recklessness on special teams and his aggression going after the ball. He finished with 121 catches, and I believe he earned a Super Bowl ring with the Pittsburgh Steelers, too. So I lost 2 friends, man, and, you know, look, I mean, everybody got to die sometime. But, I mean, this last year I've lost 2 friends, both of them at that station, Neil Rogers and Jim Mandich. 2 guys that I liked and respected. One of whom was a mentor. And real broadcasters, real broadcasters, not this crop of fairies that we got now. Real career, lifelong broadcasters, not guys that were producing movies or chopping steaks or sweeping the street or something else. We got more amateurs coming into this business than you can shake a stick at. It's almost as if we don't like professionalism anymore in the radio industry. We want more amateurs. Bring us more amateurs. Bring us guys who offer nothing original or unique, just the same. Well, all right, in other news.
Well, I mean, you're right, but you're going to do about it.
There's nothing I can do about it. Why do I keep talking about it?
Yeah.
Why do I keep talking about it? There's nothing I can do about it. And there's, frankly, there's nothing I want to do about it. If I wanted to do something about it, that would mean that I have some feeling of responsibility or I have an affection for my business and I want it to make it, I want to make it better. Maybe 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. Today, I don't care. I only care insofar as it makes my job more difficult. But to be honest with you, if the radio industry folded up tomorrow, it wouldn't break. I wouldn't break a sweat. Look at it, man. Braves pitching coach accused of hurling gay slurs. You know, next hour we're also going to do the Obama birth certificate thing. But I want to make sure that I get out of the way all of the things that, you know, all of the things that seem to be on the radar these days. The Atlanta Braves pitching coach Roger McDowell has apologized for allegedly hurling anti-gay slurs toward fans Saturday at San Francisco's AT&T Park. A California family represented by celebrity attorney Gloria Allred demanded the apology on Wednesday. Well, you know what? Major League Baseball should fine the guy if they're really concerned about their image. I'm deeply sorry that I responded to the heckling fans in San Francisco on Saturday. I apologize to everyone for my actions, said McDowell. Gloria Allred, I think we have a piece of audio from her. She's the attorney who was, I guess, representing the family that got called a bunch of...
Probably queer.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, here is, at a press conference today, Gloria Allred represents Giant fan Justin Quinn, alleges Roger McDowell verbally assaulted three men in the stands that he perceived to be gay.
Mr. Quinn heard Coach McDowell say to these men, quote, "Are you guys a homo couple or a threesome?" Then the coach allegedly grabbed a baseball bat and started shoving the small end through a circle formed by his finger and thumb, simulating sex. The coach then allegedly said, "Are you three giving it to each other?" Up the crude word for rear end. At that point, Justin shouted, "Hey, there are kids out here." The coach replied, "Kids don't effing belong at the baseball park." The coach then picked up his bat and started walking in a threatening manner towards Mr. Quinn.
Okay, if that actually happened, it sounds to me like Roger McDowell may have a brain tumor. If it didn't happen, then it sounds like there's going to be a hell of a court fight. Anyway, here is Allred with some demands.
Actions that we think are appropriate are that both Coach McDowell and the team should be fined, and Coach McDowell should be ordered to apologize to Mr. Quinn and his family and to all the fans and to the city of San Francisco for his homophobic, vulgar, and threatening behavior. Finally, we also believe that Coach McDowell should be required to undergo sensitivity training.
Okay, look, I mean, it's a crude thing to do, and baseball probably should fine him. The San Francisco, who's the team? The Atlanta Braves probably should fine him, but there's no law against saying, you know, you suck to someone in a variety of different ways. There's no law against insulting people. It's a insulting thing, you know, I mean, there's the hate speech thing.
Yeah, well, you are, if you call a guy an N-word, though,
well, the N-word, I think, is the N-word. The N-word is there's a lot of stuff going on with the N-word, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, there's just a lot of stuff going on with the N-word. The N-word is, like, big time, man. There's violence. You think of the N-word, slavery, when you think of the N-word, insulting behavior and segregation. And, I mean, God almighty, it's a word that is so insulting that they even apply it sometimes to some white people. You know, they've tried to, anyway. But we all know that it's... Now that's and other words that will prompt violent reactions are, you know, have to be dealt with. But a guy just taking a bat and accusing people of acting like, you know, gay guys, homosexuals, or otherwise stupid gay guys, or I don't know what he was, as crude as it is, and he's right. You know, if there's kids around, man, that's a drag.
Yeah, what about the kids, man? I'd start swinging on the guy.
Well, if there's kids around, that sucks. But the way you deal with that, and the way it's traditionally been dealt with, is that the ball clubs police that stuff, and the ball clubs hand out fines, and the ball clubs will suspend, Major League Baseball will suspend, or otherwise create some kind of a canopy of discipline. Now, what Allred's talking about here is taking somebody to court because they insulted someone, you know?
Are they?
What are you trying to say, bud?
Are they gay?
Who?
Oh, God, were they gay?
I don't know. Giant fan Justin Quinn attended the game with his wife and 9-year-old twin daughters. Said he asked McDowell to watch his language. All right, so no. According to Allred, the former New York Met pitcher told Quinn, kids don't bleeping belong at the ballpark. So, no, they weren't even gay. So you can't even say that the guy was that it was homophobia. See? Although maybe it was.
You thought he was gay.
Right.
We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.